This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The corporate story of the day, the corporations being Viacom and CBS, come to us in the form of an almost 93-year-old man who is really not happy with some of his underlings. Sumner Redstone, owner of the aforementioned corporations, kicked Viacom CEO and protege Philip Dohmann off the trust that Redstone set up to run things after his death. Suits and countersuits have been filed, and it is tough, honestly, not to just pull out the popcorn and watch it all unfold. William Cohn's a contributing editor at Vanity Fair. He has been on the Redstone story for some time now. Bill, it's good to have you on again.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Remind us, would you, who Sumner Redstone is and why this almost 93-year-old man matters in corporate America?
Because Sumner is a kind of media mogul from a bygone era. He's a pretty much a self-made man, and he created a fortune for himself worth around $5 billion, and he controls two very important companies in the media industry, Viacom and CBS. And now, with his advancing age, there's a big fight about what will happen should he die.
How much of what's actually happening here is palace intrigue, and how much is substantive, could affect Viacom and CBS?
I think it's a healthy dollop of both, but it really is substantive because what happens to this trust and who controls this trust will decide what happens to CBS and Viacom after Sumner dies. By the way, there's no requirement that this trust sell either Viacom or CBS. There's probably no compelling reason to sell either company at the moment, especially Viacom, which the stock is down something like 40% in the last year.
Right. So in all honesty, why shouldn't Philippe Dohmann be fired? Because stock is down 40%. Why should he be on the trust anyway?
Again, very good questions. I think, Kai, that this is you're seeing play out in real time, virtually almost every day now, what will result in Philippe Dohmann's departure from Viacom, I would say, in the very near future.
It's worth a mention here that for his age and for the problems he is having, Sumner Redstone was just recently declared mentally competent to handle his own affairs, right?
Yes, this was adjudicated in a Los Angeles courtroom about 2 weeks ago. A former friend and one-time lover of Sumner Redstone's, Manuela Herzer, who was about 50 years younger than Sumner, tried to get him ruled mentally incompetent because he cut her out of his will suddenly. She didn't like that, needless to say, because she lost $70 million as a result. And so she tried to have him declared mentally incompetent. And the judge ruled that, no, actually, he was mentally competent. And the key decision-making element for the judge was that when Sumner testified, he was very explicit about his wishes.
Not lost exactly, but kind of sidelined in this conversation, is Redstone's daughter, Sherry, who stands, I guess, to take over control of the trust and thus of these two companies.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, an important point to point out here is that she was long time estranged from her father, Sumner. He tried about 2 years ago to buy her out of their holding company, National Amusements, for about $1 billion. She turned that down. Theoretically, they have reconciled through all of this, and this will definitely allow her to take control of the trust and direct the outcome of what happens with Viacom and CBS. And if I could just add one more ironic point, what we're seeing now, Kai, which is absolutely astounding, is that whereas I said Manuela Herzer was arguing that Sumner was incompetent and Philippe Dohmann, the CEO of Viacom, had argued in the same case that he was competent and the same old Sumner. Now Philippe Dohmann is arguing that Sumner is incompetent and therefore couldn't make the decision that he made on Friday to take Philippe off the trust.
Les Moonves, the guy who runs CBS, the other big Redstone company, is he just lying low right now saying, I don't want any part of this?
Absolutely, yes. And he is shielded in many ways because he gets along with Sherry Redstone. CBS has performed much better as a company and as a stock in the last few years compared to Viacom, which has sort of fallen out of bed.
Bill Cohen, contributing editor at Vanity Fair. He writes a lot on Sumner Redstone and that whole empire. Bill, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.